2EC Mornings with James, and we're joined now by commercial fisherman Trapman Bermagui. G'day, Trapman.
Hey, James. How you going, buddy?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. Had a fair bit of time off with my daughter, but we've got a little bit of fishing in between. It's been good.
Yeah, I actually saw one of the videos you posted where she hoiked, I think it was a little trevally, almost flung it into your face.
Yeah, she's must have watched some old polling videos from the old days because, she got a bit excited and poor old Trevally did a bit of airtime. But, yeah, she's going really good for a six-year-old. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. Smashing it. Now, mate, I see you've been posting a couple of photos of a Bermagui local, Brendan Sutter, I believe it was, spotted a massive great white shark just outside the blue pool in Bermagui. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Brendan and his mates were just fishing for flathead in 30 metres of water, which is like less than a K off the second point of Bermagui, which is the blue pool. And, this big shark just come up and started circling the boat, bumping the boat, and hung around the boat for a good hour. They got some nice footage and that. And, it was pushing 5 metres, I'd say, just going by the measurements from the tip of the tail to the dorsal. It was a big female, had a big scar down the side of its face where another shark had actually bit it, which is scary in the thought something would actually bite something that big. But yeah, no, it was an awesome footage and big, beautiful female shark. So.
Yeah, very big shark. And these guys are just recreational fishers. How long did the great white hang around for? You said it was about an hour?
Yeah, they stayed with them for about an hour and they actually drove away from it. It was just hanging around the boat, circling, bumping the boat, and they weren't burling or anything. They're catching flatheads, so you just drift along, catch flatheads. So, all the ones I've seen recently have just swam up to the boat and just hung around the boat, even the juvenile one a month or two ago, I got some footage of. And, they're just real curious. You know, just see a boat and want to come up and bump it and have a look around. I don't know what it's all about, but, yeah, it's amazing stuff.
And what's your advice to recreational fishers who maybe come to the area, haven't experienced that kind of thing, and they come across a great white or another big shark?
Oh, look, you don't push the boundaries. You don't go trying to pat it or lean over the side or anything like that. You know, you get some footage. I mean, it could be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You're not going to just drive away. You're going to get some footage. I do it even today. And there are rules regarding great whites where you can't, you're not supposed to interact with great whites. The definition of that is, I guess, trying to burly them up and jump in the water with them wherever. But these sharks are interacting with us. So, you know, you're not breaking a rule if a shark swims up the side of the boat, as long as you're not trying to hook it or anything like a great white protected or anything like that. So, yeah, just make the most of it and enjoy it, but just don't do anything silly.
Sound advice there, Trapman. And what else is happening? How's the newly opened Burmy boat ramp and the fad up at Bermagui going?
The fad isn't going in till next month. We just had a bit of drama with some commercial guys trying to get the right spot so it doesn't get in the way of the trawl grounds and shipping lanes and stuff. But that will probably go in next month.
Okay.
The new boat ramp, holy, it copped a hiding. It was there were some bloody boats there over the holiday time. It was really popular because you got that wharf there now. You get in and off, and yeah, all the little trailer boats, even some big boats are putting in there. It's very shallow at low tide. The entrance underneath the Burmy Bridge, but it looks like it's going great guns, so yeah, it was a good idea.
And what's the latest on the fishing scene, Trapman?
It's been really good, actually. Everyone's been catching their bag limit of flathead on the drift grounds out the front of here, Tathra, Marimbula, Eden. There's been a mixture of gummy sharks caught as well, while all these wreckies are just fishing paternosters on the sand. The game fishing, the marlin's been spread all the way down the coast. We got a bit of luck from Bateman's Bay for a change, and we caught some marlin off here, and Marimbula caught a few fish, and there were some pretty good catches over the weekend down as far as Eden. So there's a nice spread of marlin along the coast. Not one place stands out now, which is good, so everyone gets a go. Bateman's been a bit of a highlight last month or so with the game fishing, but it's been brilliant. Montague Island, on the other hand, there's been a lot of kingfish there, but 99% undersized, but everyone's been having a bit of fun with the fish that have been there. But it hasn't been a great run yet, but it's still only early in the year, so see what happens.
Yeah, and I heard someone caught a coffin ray up in Bateman's Bay. What do you know about them?
Was that the electric one?
Apparently they can shock you, and it can sometimes lead to paralysis.
Yeah, they're actually not as rare as that headline made out. They're quite common. Numfish, they're also known as. I made the mistake as a kid spearing one with a hand spear and found out the hard way it wasn't a flounder like I thought. But we get the odd one in the trap, and you can see them zapping the fish in the traps now and again, but they're very common. very, very common. They're usually walked on by people. I've seen one on the beach once, someone caught, and some German Shepherds come down and decided to sniff it, and one of them did a bit of air time and a big yelp. So they've got a really good kick in them.
Yeah.
So you've got to be a bit careful. I mean, they're not going to stop your heart, but they'll give you a good zap.
Well, Trapman, thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to having a chat again soon.
All right, James, anytime, mate, and all the best.
Commercial fisherman Trapman Bermagui joining us there on 2EC.